AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Arizona, a near-total ban on abortions can take effect in 14 days after the Arizona Supreme Court ruled the state can enforce an 1864 law. Dr. Jill Gibson of Planned Parenthood, Arizona.
This near-total ban, dating back to the Civil War, passed decades before women even had the right to vote, should never have been resurrected.
As for the impact,
rather than, you know, making clinical decisions based on what my patients are telling me, I will be phoning my lawyers for guidance on what I can do.
In Michigan, Jennifer and James Crumbly have been sentenced to at least 10 years in prison after being convicted of involuntary manslaughter in the high school shooting their son carried out that killed four students. Meantime, the Tennessee Senate has advanced a bill to arm teachers. Lisa Dwyer has details.
Republican lawmakers cleared a significant hurdle towards permitting certain trained teachers and faculty who have not worked in law enforcement to carry handguns on school grounds. Monday's vote marks one of the state's biggest expansion of gun access since a deadly elementary school shooting last year. The proposal cleared the GOP-controlled chamber amid screams from protesters against the legislation. If approved, the bill would allow a school district and a law enforcement agency to strike a written agreement to permit some school staff to carry guns if they meet strict criteria. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
House Speaker Mike Johnson will not send articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate this week as planned. Republican senators asking for more time to build support for a full trial. And our Jake Offenhartz has the latest legal development for Donald Trump.
A New York appeals court judge rejected Trump's request to delay the start of his criminal hush money trial as he seeks to get the case moved out of Manhattan. This is the first of Trump's four criminal indictments that's going to trial. It's set to start next week.
And President Biden's welcomed Japan's prime minister to the White House. This is AP News. Argentina's dealing with the new crisis.
There isn't enough mosquito repellent. That may not sound like a big problem, but Argentina has been wrestling with its worst outbreak of dengue fever in recent memory. And bug spray has become this season's hot ticket item. So hot that it's sold out in virtually all Buenos Aires stores and going for exorbitant prices online. In some cases, as much as 10 times the retail value. The government's been busy battling sky-high inflation and near daily protests, but now it's being forced to deal with this. Last week, authorities lifted import restrictions on foreign-made mosquito repellents to boost supply and announced they would ramp up production at local labs. I'm Rita Foley.
And Nobel Prize-winning physicist Peter Higgs, who proposed the existence of the so-called God particle that helped explain how matter formed after the Big Bang, has died at the age of 94. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.